rehearsal today on Ferry, really quick. I'll probably get back at him for more stuff because we'll run out of time, I'm sure. But here we go. So, how did you get here? What makes you come to the island?
Well, when I came out here to go to Fort Lewis, everybody says that, I guess. I got lost, finding my way from what was Highway 99 to Fort Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And I steered on all these roads and came down to Steilacoom. And I looked out there and here's this nice little ferry boat. I thought, well, I'll see where that goes. I was 2 days early anyway, so I figured
right.
I could get lost.
You could go and hang out for a while.
So I took that boat over and drove around the whole island and talked to some really nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be, later that spring, she invited me to the old salmon bake, which is always in the front yard. So I drove around the island and spotted the place where I used to live. I thought, boy, that's an ideal place. And I didn't come back to the island too often until after I got back from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Then I spent almost every weekend over here. That was in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
So about 1962, a fellow I worked with, father of one of my students, bought a place over here, and that was the place. We came over by boat.
Oh, really?
And it was exactly the place I looked at. And so from then on, I had free run of the place.
Mm-hmm.
He spent probably 2 days in the next 18 years over here.
Huh.
And I lived from 62 until I just moved a couple years ago. That's where I lived.
Huh.
So I've been a long time around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
Yeah. No, that's a cool way of coming out here.
I thought about the island a lot when I was in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because the place I was in Korea looked an awful lot like the area just up the hill here.
Mm-hmm.
All mountains, but no trees.
Uh-huh.
That would look more like middle, like Afghanistan than...
Really?
But anyway, I enjoyed Korea because of the mountains and the sea, which I could watch. Anyway, so that's how I got to the island.
So what did you do when you got here, and like, what were you doing for work?
Oh, that was great. I had the chance to do all the stuff I wanted to do all my life. I started out, and for the first 2 years, I made a living doing ceramics.
Oh, way fun!
I made so much stuff. Mary Jane remembers the time I had to make 100 drinking cups for the Holiday Inn down in Fife.
Oh, really?
It was a big pile of a glass with a tiny, tiny bulldozer pushing it for a drink called the Bulldozer.
Huh.
And here this tiny bulldozer pushing this big drink. Well, I made the 100 cups all right, but each one took about 30 minutes to put the ceramic glaze on.
Yes.
And I was in a panic. I had about 4 days to deliver 100 cups, and I had about 10 of them done. Well, Mary Jane invited some of her friends, and they all came over and laid on this glaze, and we got them done. I think they were still warm when I brought them to the... But that was the kind of thing I did. I made ceramic stuff for the other Holiday Inns up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Jane still has one.
Really?
I don't have one.
But she does.
So anyway, and then I got to working on pianos,
mm-hmm.
tuning pianos. And
had you done that before, or did you
Yeah. All the stuff I wanted to do with leisure, like rebuild pianos. I
mm-hmm.
fixed a few but never rebuilt one completely. And so from then on I was five or six pianos in the place all the time.
Of course.
Getting fixed. And a curious story about the pianos is the lady that Kirkpatrick, who wrote the book,
mm-hmm.
The Piano Man, came over to my place a few times and just looking at pianos and seeing what was inside a piano and asking 1.5 million questions.
Of course.
And I thought she was interested in pianos. And I had a nice little English piano there that she did like.
Mm-hmm.
And toward the end of when she finished her novel, she came over and she bought that little piano.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't buy it. She traded a lot in Riviera for it. So I got a lot for fixing up this piano.
Oh, really?
Anyhow, it turned out that all this stuff she was talking about was going into her book, The Piano Man.
And you had no idea.
I had no idea whatever that she was grilling me, and meanwhile learning a whole lot about pianos that nobody else knows. And she saw her own piano being rebuilt from the ground up,
uh-huh.
making new parts and everything. But what a surprise that was to read the book and
no kidding.
And see what was in front as, hey, this poor guy wrote half the book without ever knowing it. I thought that was the highest honor I ever got. Was
that's
just out of sure. I mean, she observed everything just exactly right.
Huh.
The funny thing was her editor said there's no place in a grand piano to hide things. He said you can't put that in the book. So she wrote me saying, please tell me where this is. So I told her where it was, and she convinced the editor
that it was there,
that there was such a place to hide stuff. In case you didn't know, there's three legs on a grand piano.
Uh-huh.
Now the back leg is not just holding it up.
Right.
It's bolted to a shelf that's connected to the frame. And on top of that shelf, perfect hiding place. The reason she mentioned hiding place, I brought it up because when I was little, about 7 or 6, our piano tuner showed me how to get into the bottom of a piano.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at that and I had a perfect place from then on
to hide.
Keep my stuff away from my two little brothers. So you see, everything pays off eventually.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's funny.
And then lately, it's been I've had maybe 30, well, maybe 28 or so articles in various magazines.
Mm-hmm.
So I spend a lot of time writing. Mostly fine woodworking, and two long articles in Dance Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them was 3,000 words, most of it in French.
In French, huh?
Yeah, for the ballet magazine.
Oh, gotcha.
And just recently I had a 2-page spread in a nice book. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Of pictures of stuff I made.
Mm-hmm.
It was about that time I got into woodworking,
mm-hmm.
I mean really deep, because somebody was leaving the island and gave me a table saw, the one big tool everybody needs.
Of course.
And that started,
ultimate utility tool.
That was, I got that at about 76.
Mm-hmm.
I still use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that got me into woodworking, and then I found this vaulted altar, and I made the first big harpsichord of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that really was a prize winner. So I started building harpsichords. I built 13 of them since I was here.
Really?
And my tally on pianos, somehow I lost, but it must be around 49 or 50 pianos that I've rebuilt. So it's not like I'm too idle.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Then I've been practicing sitting around a lot.
Holding up close to the island, General.
And my neighbor Jerry has a sawmill.
Uh-huh.
And we run that sawmill and we make all kinds of stuff, cutting up old cedar from the woods. And from that I made a gazebo in his front yard.
Oh really? I didn't know.
Sent the pictures of it to a magazine, and they published that.
Huh.
And I didn't realize it, but they published it in a place where all the members of the magazine vote on 1 out of 6 or so projects.
Or designs or
and projects. I won that vote, and they sent me a beautiful, called a biscuit cutter.
Oh, cool.
To build stuff with.
Oh, cool.
It was worth about $250.
Neato.
So, naturally I used that.
Mm-hmm.
And just the last one published was an article about how old records can be made into CDs.
Oh,
I used to make 33 and a third and 78 RPM recordings for the skaters and for my dance classes and everything else. Oh, and then meanwhile I taught ballet out here for a while. Somebody I talked to now and then used to be there in the classes.
Yes. Causing all kinds of trouble.
Well, not too much trouble, but she could still tap dance better than I could. I could do more turns on the floor than she could, but she could tap dance better than I could.
Yeah.
Anyway, that era was done when they decided to fill that building with iron instead of kids. So anyway, it's, and now at this very moment I'm waiting for the ferry to land and hope somebody's waiting for me to take me to the 50th anniversary or 50th reunion of Our 50-year reunion.
50-year reunion.
The Lakewood Ice Arena.
Very cool.
I got an email just before I left.
Yeah.
And she said, everybody's waiting for you. And I almost didn't go.
That would have been bad.
In my first email, I said, say hello to some of my 3,000 students. That's how many skaters I
really?
Taught.
Yeah. Wow.
Most of them girls.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I know 3,000 girls. And what really makes me sort of sad is those 10-year-olds that I taught in 1953, guess how old they are?
Older, much older.
Holy smokes. I don't know if I want to go over there and hang around with all those old people. Would you? I mean, what a dull thing.
That's funny.
I mean, little kids that I could yank up by the hands, I probably couldn't push over now.
Yeah, I'm
so, anyway.
Who all did you know when you first came out here? And
well, the first ones were the Christensens.
Yeah.
They saw me on the boat and they said that I had my whole, naturally, I was showing off in my first or second lieutenant uniform.
Uh-huh.
They said, well, what are you doing here? Like, you know, hey man, what's happening? I said, I'm just coming over to look at the island. They will. Stop by the house. Today is our fish fry.
Oh, really?
And she called it a fish fry, and I've been calling it fish fry ever since, and
then?
Everybody gets mad at me for that.
Anyway,
they used to have the salmon bake in their yard. A lot of big tables they'd borrow from everywhere, and they would go out in that morning and catch the fish. And I...
Right in the sand, right there.
They could go 50 feet offshore and get 16 pounders, no trouble. And that was something. I was so impressed with the people on the island and everybody, little kids. I figured I was in with the little kids if somebody, you know, kicked me in the butt on, you know, before the day was over. I knew I had some friends.
Right.
And so that's how it started.
Very cool.
Never met such a, in my travels with Ice Capades, everything, never such a super pleasant entire group. There's a few stinkers. I'm one of those, but every place has a few. But it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. And actually, nothing sad except losing a lot of those people that I met, you know, 30
years ago.
Almost 30.
Well, much more
almost
than that now.
Exactly 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally, I couldn't have got to the ice arena if I hadn't been here, and I got to here before I got to the ice arena.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 50 years too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
Wow.
I must have the wrong calendar. Oh, yeah. Yeah, isn't that something? I never thought of that just that way.
Just that you've been out here for that long?
Yeah. Do you think I should go back and start over? Do something better?
No.
Oh, that would be... That'd be good.
So what else? That was, I don't know. Tell me a funny story or something about some of the people or...
Oh, well, funny stories are... I can think of quite a few, but... it's bad enough to repeat them, but you better not publish them, you know. But some of the things that... Actually, the most amusing things are the things that the kids have done while they're doing stuff. My most famous one is a couple summers ago, the summer camp brought a whole bunch of kids to my house, 26 kids.
Uh-huh.
They stayed in there, believe it or not, for almost 40 minutes in my house, looking at all this stuff, listening to my lecture. And after they left, they all had to write a report.
Mm-hmm.
And one girl said the best thing in my house was my aloe vera plant that had flowers on it. Now that's pretty rare, but she noticed that, and that's the thing she liked best. And the other thing was some boy, which I will remain nameless, said the only thing he noticed about the place was that I didn't have any chairs. Anyway, sure, there's too much other stuff in there. There are no chairs. There's a piano bench, but no chairs.
That's
so
funny.
Most of my good stories are from kids.
Oh, that's funny.
I suppose I'll hear some more tonight.
I'm certain you probably will. Okay, well, we'll stop.